Oh, we will. Thank you, Dominic. Track 2. Sailing is in Zoe Dunford's blood. There is a family link to Admiral Collingwood, and it was her love of the sea that inspired her to start a new business.
Taking a charter with Zoe Dunford out of Wales next the sea, along the channels through the flooded marsh, the eye is not only drawn to the tranquil vista, but the form and detail of our 60-year-old vessel, the keelless crab boat My Girls, from the wooden ribs of the frame to the polished spruce of the mast. When the large square sail is unfurled, she truly comes to life as the russet canvas flaps and billows freely. Swinging from its crossbeam on the lug rig, it's almost rudimentary in feel, yet designed to capture the lightest breeze and expertly controlled by Zoe with a single guide rope. It's easy to see what inspired this skipper to start her wallpaper and fabrics business, Collingwood Coastal, named after a family connection to Admiral Lord Collingwood, who took over command of the British fleet when Nelson was fatally shot during the Battle of Trafalgar. It was during the last lockdown that I had time on my hands and really missed my connection to sailing, says Zoe. The sails I couldn't touch, the wood, the clink and build of boats I couldn't see. Instinctively, I began sketching the things I loved, to experience them again, at least in spirit. It was during Zoe's maintenance work on her holiday lets that she realised no one was producing wallpaper with a sailing boat design she liked, and that she'd stumbled upon a gap in the market. Her background as a wildlife film producer had instilled in her the importance of the image when telling a story. But more than that, Zoe was keen to steer away from the twee or naive approach to representing nautical subjects and really bring back to life the old wooden boats that plied their trade along our coast until the 1960s. The whelk boats, the mussel flats, all shallow-bottomed vessels designed to navigate the creeks and tidal waters over the sandbanks. I wanted the boats in the design to look a bit like blueprints, correct in every technical detail, without one rope out of place. Essentially, everything that would make complete sense to a sailor, Zoe explains. I also wanted to capture some of the character that makes them a joy to sail, such as the curve in the lugrig sail, but most importantly, leave a legacy of true representation in case one day they're no longer around. Zoe was put in touch with graphic designer Ant Lewis and asked him to turn her pencil sketches into designs. She then sampled colours from local paint company Fenwick & Tilbrook, using a palette inspired by the North Norfolk coast. I chose combinations such as dark blue on light grey, depicting the dawn in this area, also white on blue, which reminds me of a Siam evening, she says. The remarkable flora of the salt marsh and sandbanks are evoked by a new colour, Thrift, developed especially for me, and not forgetting the new strong ochre which evokes that wonderful coconut scent of the gorse flowers. I'm looking to salt marsh plants for future wallpaper designs. Tea towels, cushions, tote bags and aprons have all followed, all made with 100% organic cotton and carefully produced to have no negative impact on the environment. The products are made from high-quality materials built to last, and sustainability is built into every aspect of the manufacturing and supply chain. This isn't just window dressing. The opportunity to have a positive impact on the environment helps to motivate me, says Zoe. I use non-toxic water-based paint for the wallpaper, and the plastic wrapping on the rolls is 100% recycled. With beach hut wallpaper designs upcoming, similarly technical in nature rather than sweet, and which include Zoe's family hut, they will also feature on fabrics and products including cushions, tote bags, aprons and tablecloths. In partnership with One Tree Planted, every roll of paper bought will plant a tree. Zoe has selected to plant the trees in the Albertine Rift in Uganda, where the Jane Goodall Institute has a project to reconnect forests that are prime chimpanzee habitat. Zoe has already shipped her first wallpaper designs to locations from Rhode Island to New South Wales. They feature boats that she sails herself and so knows intimately, one of them being her first family boat, the 17-foot Seahawk. She takes these vessels out as the only female skipper for the Coastal Exploration Company, and they include the crab boat My Girls, Mussel Flat VB&K, the work boat Salford, and finally Norfolk Gypsy, on which she's an instructor for Neil Thompson's boats. Both companies are based in Wells. "It wasn't until I moved to Norfolk that I learned to sail," Zoe laughs. "A Seahawk built in the Broads, but for the shallow tidal waters of the coast, was the first boat we owned as a family. At the same time, I crewed an elegant wooden-hulled Sharpies racing from Wells and Brancaster. That appreciation of craftsmanship and form has stayed with me in my passion to produce nautical designs in fine detail," she continues. "Taking people out on charters into the waters I love reaffirms what inspired Collingwood Coastal in the first place.